December 16. It will not be long. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself as it were for a little moment until the indignation be overpassed. Isaiah 26:20. It will not be long until the gathering storm shall burst upon the world that is so asleep in sin. When the earth is reeling to and fro like a drunkard, when the heavens are shaking and the great day of the Lord is come, who shall be able to stand? One object they behold in trembling agony from which they will try in vain to escape. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him. Revelation 1:7. The unsaved utter wild imprecations to dumb nature, their God. Mountain and rocks fall on us and hide us from the face of him that sitteth on the throne. Revelation 6:16. Creation is loyal to her God and deaf to the frenzied call. That unrequited love is now turned to wrath. Sinners who would not let Jesus take away their sins are rushing from place to place in search of a hiding place, crying, "The harvest is past, the summer is ended, and our souls are not saved." That Lamb whose wrath will be so terrible to the scorners of his grace will be grace and righteousness and love and blessing to all who have received him. The pillar of cloud that was dark with terror and avenging wrath to the Egyptians was to the people of God a pillar of fire for brightness. So will it be to the Lord's people in these last days. The light and glory of God to his commandment-keeping people are darkness to the unbelieving. They see that it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. The arm long stretched, strong to save all who come unto him, is strong to execute his judgment upon all who would not come unto him, that they might have life. God grant that while mercy still lingers, while the voice of invitation is still heard, there will be a turning unto the Lord. The sure provision he has made to shelter every soul and shield those who have kept his commandments until the indignation be overpassed.